The question that can never be answered. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All of us wonder, why did Charles Carl Roberts IV do it? Why did he decide to attack an Amish school? The news reports couldn't do much more than point out the obvious. It was close, it had children, and there was no security. The Amish don't even carry cell phones. So, he gathered a pistol, a shotgun, a rifle, a stun gun, two knives, and 600 rounds of ammo, plus a hammer, a hacksaw, pliers, rolls of clear tape, and a change of clothes. And the last thing he did before going to the school to kill the children was to drop his own children off at the bus stop because, as his wife said, he was a loving husband and a caring father. That's it. There'll be no trial. The guy killed himself. So how do you explain it? Some people will say the teachers should have cell phones or guns, even if it does violate their faith. Some people will blame the guns or America's moral depravity or the culture of violence created by Iraq or abortion or rap music. Perhaps we'll find out just what did happen when the guy was 12, find out why he was angry at God, and blame that. And all these efforts will have one thing in common. They will do nothing to stop the next haunted soul. One of life's lessons is that just when you think you've seen the worst, it happens at an Amish school, as if someone deliberately sought out a setting that epitomizes innocence. And it forces us to realize that we can watch for strangers, hire guards, build walls, bug conversations, arm ourselves, or try to live apart. But we will still have to prepare for the day when none of it works. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.